time now for your homework. Last week, as the world around us started turning that schlocky shade of Valentine's pink, we decided we wanted to hear about your dating disasters. We got lots of emails, and we've selected a few. So here it is, the bad date in three acts. Act one, it's in the asking. Listener Tim Hendel answered the phone one Friday afternoon. His coworker Karen was on the other line and sounded desperate. "Tim, I really need your help. You're my last hope." Karen had two tickets to a Bob Dylan show that night. Her date had bailed. She told Tim that she had asked everyone at work and no one could go. Then Karen made matters even worse. Just before she hung up the phone, she asked, "Oh, and could you pay for one of those tickets?" Act 2. Dating with a double D. Your blind date brings along another woman. A stripper recovering from implant surgery. That happened to Aura Roseberry of Wichita, Kansas. Act 3. Dutch this. Listener Jaleen Livengood and her date agreed in advance to split the dinner bill. They were students, short on cash. But frugality, Jaleen learned, has its limits. The guy ordered a glass of water and an egg roll, and then filled his belly by mooching off her plate of Kung Pao chicken. Jaleen hoped the night would take a turn for the better when her date suggested they go to an improv show. Maybe humor could save this date. But when they arrived at the club, Jaleen's date took to the stage. Surprise! He'd been taking improv classes with this so-called comedy troupe. In Jaleen Livengood's words, it was hideous. Her timing was perfect, however. She escaped before the curtain fell. Now go grab a pen and paper, because our homework assignment for next week is a little different. We're going to play Radio Mad Libs. We have a script already written with some keywords missing, and we need you to fill in the blanks. So here are the words we need. An adverb, a verb, a noun, and an adjective. Let me say that again. An adverb, a verb, a noun, and an adjective. And then pick an animal and a number. In the end, you should have a list of six words. Email them to homework@npr.org.